Well, King David saw the problem. There he was, settled in his cedar wood palace as king. And the problem was, what was wrong with that picture, he said himself. The ark of God is under awnings. The ark of God, the presence of the word of God, he said, is under awnings while he is enjoying his cedarwood palace. Those awnings were the tent of meeting in which the presence of God would dwell since the times of the Exodus in the desert. And the presence of God was made known in the tent of meeting in the days of Moses, as we read in Exodus chapter 40, verse 35, when the cloud settled upon it. And when that happened, then the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. How remarkable it is that the God of the universe comes to live in something as transient as a tent for a nomadic people traveling through the desert. Now, it is of this mystery that Gabriel speaks to Mary about when he tells her that the power of the Most High will overshadow her just like the cloud settled upon the tent of meeting where the presence of the Lord was. And when Mary, in the obedience of faith, assents to that, then the glory of the Lord, the Trinitarian God, fills the dwelling of her body. Yes, when Gabriel's words to Mary, he gives her a glimpse of what would be revealed as the God of Trinity. He says that the Most High will overshadow her, that the Holy Spirit will come upon her, and the Son of God will be born. Again, how remarkable it is that the God of the universe comes to live in something as poor and humble as the body of a young maiden. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, the mellifluous doctor of the church, speaks to Mary at that moment of salvation history in a homily he preached in praise of the Virgin Mother. Open your heart to faith, O Blessed Virgin, your womb to the Creator. See, the desired of all nations is at your door, knocking to enter. Arise, hasten, open. Arise in faith, hasten in devotion, open in praise and thanksgiving. And when she did, in the obedience of faith, the glory of the Lord, the Trinitarian God, came to dwell in her. And thus, the Son of God elevated our human nature by assuming it himself. And this mystery of the Incarnation, St. Paul tells us in our second reading, has been revealed to us to bring about in us the obedience of faith. Because when we, like Mary, open our hearts in faith to the Lord, to the one who knocks at our door, then see what happens. Jesus tells us himself in John chapter 14, verse 23. He says, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." And so, Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity, a young discalced Carmelite nun who lived at the beginning of the 20th century, composes this prayer and uses language that is suggestive of our gospel. O consuming fire, Spirit of love, come upon me and create in my soul a kind of incarnation of the Word, that I may be another humanity for him in which he can renew his whole mystery. Yes, how remarkable it is that the God of the universe will come to live in something as transient and fragile as any one of us. And yet when we, like Mary, in the obedience of faith, open our hearts in faith to the Lord by loving him and keeping his word, then the Lord will make us his dwelling. Come, Lord Jesus.